第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Good morning. I would like to apply for a credit card.
Wonderful. Please have a seat. Which credit card interested you the most? Text 2.
Excuse me, sir. How can I get to the nearest hospital? My son is seriously ill.
Get into my car. I'll take you to the hospital. Don't worry, it's not far from here. Text 3.
Do you often eat out at restaurants?
No, I enjoy cooking at home. What about you?
I eat at restaurants pretty often. I'd rather cook and eat at home too, but my work keeps me busy all the time.
Text 4.
What's wrong with you, Jack? You are shaking all over.
Our teacher wants to see me.I'm afraid I failed to pass the exam again.
You should have worked harder.
Text 5.
Do you know what's on after the program?
I think it's Around the World.
Can we watch Fantastic Four on Channel 6 instead?
Okay, good idea.
第二节，听下面五段对话过独白。每段对话过独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话过独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话过独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Text 6.
Blue Line Taxi, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order a taxi.
Where are you going?
I'm going from the Regent Hotel to the Opera House.
What is your name?
Cameron West.
Okay, Mr. West. I'll give your name to the driver. He should be there in about a quarter. Please wait in the hotel lobby for him.
Thank you. I'll be waiting.
You are welcome. Enjoy the opera.
Thank you. I will.
Blue Line Taxi, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order a taxi.
Where are you going?
I'm going from the Regent Hotel to the Opera House.
What is your name?
Cameron West.
Okay, Mr. West. I'll give your name to the driver. He should be there in about a quarter. Please wait in the hotel lobby for him.
Thank you. I'll be waiting.
You are welcome. Enjoy the opera.
Thank you. I will.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Text 7.
It seems that there is something wrong with my computer now.
What's the trouble with it?
It runs very slow. Whenever I type, it takes a long time before the words can come out on the screen.
Maybe your system has a problem.
How should I deal with it?
You have no choice but to fix a new system.
Could you help me do that?
I'd like to, but I'm not available now.
How about tomorrow morning?
I'm afraid not. I will have a meeting then. How about tomorrow afternoon?
All right. Give me a ring when you come to my office. It seems that there is something wrong with my computer now.
What's the trouble with it?
It runs very slow. Whenever I type, it takes a long time before the words can come out on the screen.
Maybe your system has a problem.
How should I deal with it?
You have no choice but to fix a new system.
Could you help me do that?
I'd like to, but I'm not available now.
How about tomorrow morning?
I'm afraid not. I will have a meeting then. How about tomorrow afternoon?
All right. Give me a ring when you come to my office.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Text 8.
I'd like to plant some flowers and bushes in the front and backyards. I noticed the other day that we are the only people on our street that don't have a garden.
Well, I'm not sure. It will cost a lot of money and take a lot of time. Are you doing it just to fit in with everyone else?
No, that's not the reason. I think their houses look nice with gardens, and I think ours would look better too.
Okay, if that's how you feel, we can go down to the local garden center and pick out some things. What kind of flowers would you like to plant? I like yellow ones and purple ones.
I'm not quite sure. I like to look at some different kinds. I love pink, so I'd want to choose some flowers in that color. I'm determined to make our home look pretty. I'd like to plant some flowers and bushes in the front and backyards. I noticed the other day that we are the only people on our street that don't have a garden.
Well, I'm not sure. It will cost a lot of money and take a lot of time. Are you doing it just to fit in with everyone else?
No, that's not the reason. I think their houses look nice with gardens, and I think ours would look better too.
Okay, if that's how you feel, we can go down to the local garden center and pick out some things. What kind of flowers would you like to plant? I like yellow ones and purple ones.
I'm not quite sure. I like to look at some different kinds. I love pink, so I'd want to choose some flowers in that color. I'm determined to make our home look pretty.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
Text 9. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our show. Our guest today is Martha Harris. Hello, Ms. Harris.
Hi. It's very nice to be here today.
Okay. Ms. Harris, are you a writer?
Yes, I write stories for children.
That sounds interesting. Could you tell us a little more about your work?
Well, I've written many stories, and they are selling very well.
Do you have your own children, Miss Harris?
No, not yet.
That's surprising. But how can you write such wonderful stories for children?
I spend a lot of time with children. I usually go to kindergartens and primary schools. The important thing is that I like children.
How long do you write each day?
4 or 5 hours. I usually write in the morning at home and go to join the children in the afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Harris. We will talk more after our break. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our show. Our guest today is Martha Harris. Hello, Ms. Harris.
Hi. It's very nice to be here today.
Okay. Ms. Harris, are you a writer?
Yes, I write stories for children.
That sounds interesting. Could you tell us a little more about your work?
Well, I've written many stories, and they are selling very well.
Do you have your own children, Ms. Harris?
No, not yet.
That's surprising. But how can you write such wonderful stories for children?
I spend a lot of time with children. I usually go to kindergartens and primary schools. The important thing is that I like children.
How long do you write each day?
4 or 5 hours. I usually write in the morning at home and go to join the children in the afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Harris. We will talk more after our break.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Text 10.
Jim was surprised when his high school class traveled to England to learn about the life of William Shakespeare.One of England's most famous writers. He knew Shakespeare was born in a small town, but until he visited Stratford upon Avon, Jim couldn't really imagine the place where Shakespeare spent his childhood. During his visit, Jim learned that Shakespeare's father was a glove maker. He also helped the city government in his spare time, so his son could go to school for free.Sadly, when Shakespeare was only 15, his father died while traveling back from Cambridge. He had to leave school and could not go to university. But the tour guide told Jim's class that it was good that Shakespeare did not go to college. Nobody taught him how to write his plays, so he was free to write in a new way. His plays were different and interesting, and he became famous in London.Now his name is known all over the world. Jim was surprised when his high school class traveled to England to learn about the life of William Shakespeare, one of England's most famous writers. He knew Shakespeare was born in a small town, but until he visited Stratford upon Avon, Jim couldn't really imagine the place where Shakespeare spent his childhood.During his visit, Jim learned that Shakespeare's father was a glove maker. He also helped the city government in his spare time, so his son could go to school for free. Sadly, when Shakespeare was only 15, his father died while traveling back from Cambridge. He had to leave school and could not go to university.But the tour guide told Jim's class that it was good that Shakespeare did not go to college. Nobody taught him how to write his plays, so he was free to write in a new way. His plays were different and interesting, and he became famous in London. Now his name is known all over the world.Thank you.